All right, welcome to the weekend, 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM. I'm Guillermo Mash for the Chico Vibe, and you are indeed listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Always keep in mind, opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers.
This is KZFR Chico, and it's time for the Music and Arts Calendar, your link to some of what our community has to offer in the way of live music this weekend. If you want to have an event on the Music and Arts Calendar, simply send me an email with all the event details to mc@kzfr.org. Friday, July 28th brings us Mad Chemist and Up to 11 at the Maltese Bar and Tap Room. At 9 o'clock, Special Blend and Dub Heezy will be at Lost on Main, and Basement will be at the Peking Chinese Restaurant at 9:30. Saturday, July 29th brings us the Pat Hull CD release party at 7:30 p.m. at Argus Bar and Tap Room. At 8:30, Triple Tree and Ja Remedy will be at the Ramada Plaza, and at 9 p.m., Noche Latina goes down at Lost on Main. And rounding out the weekend, Sunday, July 30th, Mighty Mystic and the Hard Roots Movement are playing at the Chico Women's Club as a benefit for KZFR. Doors open at 7:30, show starts at 8:30, and tickets are available at Blazin' J's, Positive Eye in Paradise, and also online at Brown Paper Tickets by searching Mighty Mystic. That concludes the KZFR Music and Arts Calendar for this weekend. If you didn't know, you can catch it every Thursday and Friday afternoon. Have a great weekend. Watch out for your AC bill. And keep on listening to your community radio station right here in Chico, 90.1 FM.
Listening to San Benito from Moon Ensemble, who will be with High Strangeness Get Foxy tonight, Naked Lounge, 8 p.m. Be there. I got in this studio here for the Chico Vibe for a pre-record, the one, the only, Glenn Tucker, man, promoting a show Sunday, July 30th at Lost on Main. What's up with this thing, man?
It's Dave Hebert, who played the last 6 years with the Jerry Garcia Band as Jerry Garcia. And we've got him coming into town, and we put a band together behind him. Some of the Dog Named Blue, some of the Ascenders. And it's an early show, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow, those are mighty big shoes to fill. Jerry? He's Jerry?
He's really good at that. I have the big shoes. I have to fill Melvin's shoes and try to play Hammond Leslie like Mel.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it, Glenn. What else do we need to know about this? Is it Dog Named Blue, The Ascenders, Franklin's Tower? Those all different bands that are like opening for this?
It's only going to be the Dave Hebert show.
With friends from Dog Named Blue, The Ascenders, Franklin's
Tower. Steve Ellis from Dog Named Blue and myself.
Nice.
And then a couple of The Ascenders, Darby as Iabania.
Nice.
And Dwayne Day from Franklin's Tower. He's a great bass player from the Bay Area is coming up to play this one.
All right, man. Celebrating Jerry Garcia, Lost on Main. Doors at 7:30 p.m. Music 8 to 11.
Yes.
As always, Glenn Tucker, it's cool to see you.
Yeah, very good to see you, too. Come on down.
Come on down.
That's right. Come on down. Sunday, 30th July, Lost on Main. Doors at 7:30. Check it out. Yeah, my match for the Chico Vibe, man. I've got friend and fellow KZFR programmer on the line. Josh Indar is going to give us some lowdown on the next EOD show, man, and some special things that are going on.
Yes, thanks, Guillermo. We're switching Even Destruction from Monday to Wednesday this week because we had a Sierra Nevada event on Monday, and I had planned a whole special show that's all going to be about East Bay punk, and that's kind of where I come from. And there's a movie showing at the Pageant on August 6th that's a documentary of it. So it's going to be all about that. It's going to be a good show. I'm going to have a guest. I've got interviews. I've got all kinds of great music to play.
Now, is it going to be the same time, Josh? 7:30 on Wednesday versus 7:30 on Monday?
Yes, 7:30 to 10 Wednesday. I'm usually on Eve of Destruction on Mondays, and we'll go back to that next week. But it's actually in the Radix spot. Thanks so much to Radix for letting me get in there that day.
Yeah, shout out to Brent. Any spoilers on? I think you're going to have some giveaways, right? Or am I wrong?
Yes, I've got free tickets for one thing.
Yeah,
August 6th showing of Turn It Around, the movie, and then a signed movie poster.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it's signed by yet. It's at least signed by the director, Corbett Redford, and it's a full size movie poster. It's going to be cool.
That's awesome, and let's just kind of work on getting the message out next Friday, not this Friday, the Friday the 4th, it would seem that would be. The movie's the 6th, and that's a Sunday?
That's correct.
All right, man, we'll follow up on this one on the August 4th edition of the Chico Vibe, man.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Camo.
All right, here's a newsflash from KZFR itself for our very own Rob Davidson. Chico State Professor's Work, nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. This is the title of a article printed in the Enterprise Record last Saturday by Dan Barnett, a book columnist, and Rob Davidson is being recognized by his publisher as a potential Pulitzer Prize winning author of his book, Spectator's Flash Fiction. Here's some expert with author's comments from that piece. We can't help being spectators, but we can also be shaped by a Buddhist understanding of presence. The mistake most commonly made by those asked to wait is to focus on that which has not yet happened. There is only the waiting itself, for which there is no wait. There is inside us, Davidson writes earlier, a child's wish that the world would yield to our demands. Yet it's only when we stop to listen that something unexpected opens, like an ear of a parenthesis, or, I'll add, a possible Pulitzer Prize. Wonderful, wonderful news. Rob Davidson, huge shout out for you. Rob and I guess that's a KZFR newsflash. We were both elected as program-elected board members here for KZFR, so I look forward to working with Ron on the board and the rest of the board at the wonderful radio station here, KZFR 90.1 FM. All right. Guillermo Mash here. Welcome to the June 28th, the Chico Vibe with the host Guillermo Mash, as I just said. That's me, yeah. Today's arts feature is Mainsail, best way to describe it, Mainsail, and their 7th Street Theater Troupe. Stay tuned for that, an amazing interview. And that's going to be followed by a retrospective on Chico Ladies Night 2017 with performances from last week's Face the Music show here on KZFR, including Comics, Annie Fisher and Becky Lynn, with musical guest Sienna Kelly, who will be featured next week in the Chico Enterprise Record ER Sessions series. And we may even be able to slip in a song by Jesse Naomi and Holly Taylor as well. But now, right this second, in the studio with us, right this second, Rachel Miles. Rachel Miles, who co-emceed the Duffy's portion of the Chico Ladies Night with Shahara Hyatt, a comic from Sacramento. Rachel, Shahara, and many of the other performers were recognized in a CNR article penned by Carrie Wilson titled The Raunchy and the Sweet. Welcome to KZFR, Rachel Miles.
Hey, Guillermo, how's it going?
Yeah, maybe we should just, you know, end with the love for that whole experience, man. I felt just so blessed to curate. That's all I did. Thank God, because I can't tell comedy or sing or dance, that's for sure.
you brought us all together, though, and that's what's what a fabulous thing to be a part of.
Isn't it?
To share a stage with so many amazing, talented women.
Yeah, I followed up with Becky Lynn on the phone about a parallel project, and she said, well, I'll keep doing it just as long as you keep asking me.
I'm absolutely.
On it.
Yeah.
The other thing that's fun, I was telling Rachel in the room, I put together a piece that we're going to air at the end of the show, but I really didn't have the ability to listen to Annie and Becky on the radio because I was running around curating, whatever that exactly means. But anyway, thanks so much for being part of that.
Yeah. No, it was an honor to be a part of it and to be able to get to do what I love in one of my favorite venues in Chico and bring funny people to the stage.
And that's what Rachel does. And that's one of the other reasons you're here. You're going to tell us about this freaking awesome tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night at the Maltese at 8 p.m. We have a show. We have two out-of-town headliners, and then Becky Lynn will be back. And then we also have Annie again and Don Ashby, who are some of my favorite Chico comedians. And I'm honored to be the person who has the skill to curate these sort of things.
Curators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Me and Rachel are curators.
Yeah.
The curating. But you'll be emceeing, right?
I will be emceeing.
And your cadre of jokes. As per usual.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait because I've only been to one show at the Maltese. It was Hank Duke's Variety Hour.
Good times.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way they get it set up for comedy. You know, I've only been there for music, but they set up these little cool little tables there. You know, mm-hmm. got your little table and they have a waitress coming around.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I broke my teeth there, did my first set there ever. And
how long ago was that?
Three years.
Was it?
It'd be 3 years.
That's amazing. You know, that's what I told Becky outside this Duffy's. I mean, the first time I saw her do comedy was like back in March of 2015. And like anything else, probably even me on the radio after 2 years of doing it, mm-hmm. she nailed it at Duff's, man. She was like, whoa. You know,
yeah,
that's the only one I caught, actually.
No,
Becky.
She's my best friend. And one time I was hosting a show, and she called me her best friend on air, and I said that was my favorite part of your set.
Yeah,
publicly acknowledge.
I told her, Rachel. I said, don't you ever change your name. Becky Lynn is perfect. Mm-hmm. I could say it all day long. I'll say it again, Becky Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Lynn. What else
Amen.
Is going on? Amen to that. What else is going on in the comedy scene? I know Shahara's coming back, like for Chico Pride.
Shahara's
right?
coming back,
man.
So, I have curated with my production company, Catty Wampus. We're doing the first ever comedy show in conjunction with Pride.
Nice.
And so it's going to, we're really focusing on it just extending the Pride festivities into the town. So it's a whole communal event and it's not relegated to one place. And it feels like a community event. So Duffy's will be hosting it. And I'm actually going to be the first show that I have produced that I'm not a part of.
Nice.
Brandon Hilty will be hosting, and we've got LGBTQAI+ people, comedians from all over the North State.
What's the name of your company name again? How'd you come up with that?
Catty Wampus Productions. yeah, so originally, Catty Wampus means off-kilter, and that was my first idea, was something off-kilter.
Off-kilter.
Yeah, and Catty Wampus it's a great word. You don't hear it a lot. It has two of the funniest letters in the alphabet in it, or sounds, the ka
the
sound.
Ka.
The
yeah.
ka and
yeah.
the p.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because my nephew is a master of linguistics, and he came up with this. Kangaroo was part of it, but it was his name. And I said, that's kind of funny. He said, well, you need to understand that the sound of k is just funny all by itself.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. that's why the F word's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a good ending.
Yes.
Like it sometimes does in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else before I transition to our main feature on Mainsail?
You know, thanks for having me on, and you're awesome. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be back next year for another Women's Night.
Yeah, it'll go fast too, won't it?
Absolutely. It always does.
It does. All right, Rachel Miles, see you around. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to make it to that. If I don't make it to that, I'll be in trouble.
Yeah. You know,
I will be.
I'll hold your feet to the fire.
Feet to the fire, bud. Rachel Miles. Get on down there. Maltese. And that's tomorrow. One more. I guess we should promote one more time.
Yeah.
When's it? When the door opens?
The doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8:00. And it will be over by 9:30. We run a 90-minute show.
Boom. I like that. 9:30.
Yeah. It's nonstop funnies.
That's probably not past many people's bedtime.
Absolutely.
Including me.
Yeah.
All righty, Rachel. Nice to see you.
I'll see
you.
The Chico Vibe is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Satava Art Glass Studio, creating internationally acclaimed art glass in Chico since 1977. You can experience the magic of Satava Art Glass by visiting their gallery at 819 Wall Street, Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find Satava Art Glass on the web at satava.com. Guillermo Mash here for the Chico Vibe, and it's my real pleasure to have the director of the Chico branch of Mainsel, Ann Silcher. Welcome to the Chico Vibe.
Thank you for having me.
So tell our listeners a bit about yourself and your affiliation with Mainsel.
I'm Ann Silcher, and I'm the director of Mainsel Services, and we support people with varying abilities in the Butte County, Shasta County area. We also have a corporate office in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and we just provide a bunch of different services to people.
So, Ann, tell us how Mainsel Chico branch got started and how excited you are to have been part of, like, since the beginning, as I understand it.
Yeah, since the beginning. I remember I was working for a company here in Chico, and I saw an ad for people for a Mainsel, and I thought, what is this Mainsel all about, and what are they doing in Chico? Mm-hmm. So I went to their website and researched a little bit, and I thought, Minneapolis? Well, that's strange. Are they going to relocate people? And I went ahead and applied to get more information, and they offered me the job. And it's been an amazing journey, and to be able to see Mainsel, California grow from 10 people to now 160. I mean, we just started with just 7th Street and a home, and now we're just rocking and rolling.
So you were employee number one?
Employee number one, yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
And you're the director for the California portion of Mainsel's services?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. And yeah. it's mostly up here in Northern California then?
So. Yes, primarily nice. In Chico, uh-huh. But we do have a small satellite office in Redding.
So it's kind of fun. The way I found out about this was, you know, my recent love, because I just heard about them, for 7th Street. I'd gotten this, through Facebook, I think, but Mainsel's moving. And I thought the actual 7th Street was moving. But you guys are moving to a new website. And MainSL can be found online at mainsl.com. And what I'm going to do for this interview is just kind of take our listeners through that website and get some insights from the director here. Mainsel offers supports to those who need it so they can live a life of their own choosing. Since 1989, we've been a leader in person-first solutions for people with varying abilities, as well as a partner with like-minded agencies through innovative financial management services. Take it from there and try to give us the breadth of what you're doing here in the North State, Ann Silcher.
Yeah, we're in the business of hopes and dreams. So we work with people in identifying some dreams or hopes that they may have, and we work together to pursue those. Most of the people that are receiving services from Mainsel have a person-centered plan, and we're working hand in hand to make that happen for them.
Now, so I know you've 7th Street, that you do live theater, and I was fortunate to do your elementary tour in the spring. Maybe if there's some insights you can give us on the other breadth of services outside the 7th Street Theater here in Chico, what other organizations do you work with?
We work with a variety. We have a program that works with post-secondary education, so young adults that want to pursue a college career. So we have a great partnership right now with Butte College, and then in Reading and with Shasta College. They do internships locally here in Butte County with CARD, Community Action Volunteers, just a variety of areas. And then we also have a Innovation Center for Learning, and that's a curriculum-based program where people go, and one of the classes this semester, which I thought was so interesting, was Eastern mythology. Uh-huh. And so it's a 12-week course, and the students choose whatever classes they want to be part of. And then the instructors work with them on creating curriculum, things like that. And it's for people that maybe aren't ready for college, but isn't quite ready for a job or vocation skills. And then we also do some vocational skills. We work hand-in-hand with Grocery Outlet for providing groceries to people that are living under poverty level, you know, can't make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And we have employment. We drop off bags of groceries to them. We also have a compost program that's up and running.
Wow.
So it just is a wide variety.
We could almost start our own show on KZFR about Mainsel. I was kidding with Ann Silcher as I was digging in to do this interview. I'm like, wow, these people do a lot more than I'd even imagined,
yeah.
Which is really neat.
And we also support people in their own home. somebody is not able to live by themselves, we provide that support up to 24 hours a day.
How many people work or volunteer with Mainsel?
I'm going to say about 160 people.
Right here for Northern Cal. We're still talking Northern.
Correct. Chico.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, 160 people.
Yeah.
So Gail Betterbide's going to be coming in later on in the show. So she would be included as one of those 160?
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
Absolutely. We have a fantastic crew of people working with people that bring so much skill and talent into the equation. It's been an amazing experience.
Yeah, I've only seen one play, Anne, and it was an amazing experience for me just to see how proud all the participants were and how amazed the audience members were. It's a pretty special thing.
It really is.
Listeners just joining, Guillermo Mash here for the Chico Vibe, interviewing Anne Silcher, director of Mainsel, the Northern California branch based here in Chico, California, who does many wonderful and amazing things with folks of varying abilities, including running and managing and making all the vibrant things happen at 7th Street Theater. Maybe we can dig in, because I actually love some of the verbiage. You've got two main things you do, you know, supports for people and support for organizations or agencies, mm-hmm. supports for agencies. But supports for people, you've written it up as Mainsel offers completely customized person-centered supports to help people live a fulfilling life of their choosing. We start with innovative person-centered approaches to help you chart your course and identify which supports would be a good fit. You are in the captain's chair, and we are your crew here at Mainsel. Maybe you could expand upon that a little bit, or if you've even got some life experiences you might want to share, like a little bit of a story.
Yeah. So we're not a typical cookie cutter. You're going to get one service. But what we try to do is sit down with people, really try to get an essence of who they are and who they want to be. So that's when it talks about person-centered planning and supports. So part of that is really getting to know what is really important to them and what's important for them and the balance in between. And that's a really important component as we go into this new age. There's a lot of challenges for people. Mm-hmm. And we want to break down those barriers and be able to chart a course of their choosing.
Yeah.
So it's really about just that one-to-one time when people come into programs or services or supports, whatever you call it. We call it supports.
Yeah.
And really just getting to know what is it that they want out of the program and help them achieve that.
Yeah, I like that. Does any stories come to mind?
You know, one story that I can think of is we support a young woman that was in a 24-hour support situation, which means that she needed staff with her at all times in order to achieve a safety. We worked with her for the last 5 years. She's currently living independently. She has a job. She has a boyfriend and is living the life of her choosing. And that's the first person that I think of.
Yeah.
When I think of success stories, and really it's about a greater independence for people.
Mm-hmm.
The other story I'm thinking of is it's really important that they're in the community and not in part of the community. So we've been partnering with yourself and other community members. Every person that lives here should be part of it.
Yeah, that's a perfect mantra for the Chico Vibe, because that's exactly what our program does, is, you know, connecting the dots for this wonderful community called Chico. Listeners just joining, we're talking with Anne Silcher, who is the director from the Northern California portion, or the California portion of Mainsel. And they are an agency that helps folks with disabilities. Not only the people with disabilities, but you do a lot of work around supports for agencies. So let me just read this real quick, and we can delve in on that as well. Mainsel, our innovative customized services for agencies, help people receive the supports they want and need. We are a nationally recognized award-winning partner for agencies offering financial management services, person-centered thinking training, and health and wellness supports. So maybe a little expansion on that.
Well, financial management services is a service option for major agencies. We're in several different states across the nation. And what we do is manage the financial portion so people can choose what they want to spend money on for their services. So we are kind of the backside of that. So we process payroll, we process their bills. And it's all online. It's very user-friendly. And the other portion of that is that we have trained person-centered thinking trainers. And that's a class that we offer to everyone. And it's a two-day curriculum that's involved with person-centered thinking. The interaction and conversations, the important two and important four that I was talking about before. It's similar to that. And so we offer that across.
And then the health and wellness supports?
Health and wellness, we have an excellent crew. We're privileged to have some excellent behavioral supports, BCBA, psychologist. So we do offer consultation.
I'm really interested in, maybe if we could spend a couple more minutes talking about this person-centered thinking training, and you said it's open to everyone. I'd love to go.
Excellent. You can check out our website. We have trainings on our website for both here in Chico and in Minneapolis. And if you are interested, you can contact a navigator, and we can work out something if you don't see a class that would work for your schedule.
And Maine SL can be found online at MAINSL.com.
We're fortunate enough here in Chico, we work with Far Northern Regional Center. We are a vendor of them, and they have been engaged in this process and are supporting and paying for classes for all providers.
That's really neat. I'm going to follow up on that for sure. You know, we've done a lot of conversations on this radio show in particular about CIT training, you know, de-escalation training, and, you know, nonviolent communication. And this just seems like a logical extension of that.
Absolutely. And I think that it's one of those classes that you have a lot of aha moments in it where, gosh, this seems so simple. Why don't I do this all the time?
Right. I actually had one. I'm just kind of searching. Yeah, I was going to read this one. I want to read a story on their website. It's the human interest story. But my story, a happy child means a happy family. And this is from Emily and family. But my family and I are so thankful for self-directed services. Our 5-year-old son has autism and is nonverbal. Due to his communication and sensory needs, there have been many challenges, but because of the support we receive from MAINSL, we have been able to use resources through their participant-directed services program to support our son's needs. MAINSL has been amazing at responding to our emails and phone calls right away and giving us guidance when we need extra help. Our lives have been less stressful as we continue to create an environment at home that meets the needs of our special son. This has been a huge blessing to our son and family. That was a great wraparound because it touched upon many of the things that you've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually interested is a little bit more insight on self-directed services and what that means.
So self-directed services is part of the FMS program. And sometimes the service industry, if you have a child or a family member that you are trying to get services for, it's difficult to navigate. One of the things that we do with our self-directed services is really sit down with people and try to navigate that system with them.
So you're like their mentor, their guide, their navigator?
Yeah, their navigator.
Yeah, the navigator. And it seems like you had mentioned how you will literally go where you need to go. So you'll go physically do home service in home and meet with them in there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, Ann, let's talk a little bit. We're on your homepage and we're looking at some of these nationwide organizations that you work with. And let's touch upon them real quick.
Okay. The first one that we work with is World Help, and that's a national organization. They also partner with our Africa partnership as well. And so we do have a strong value of a culture of giving, which includes skills, gifts, talents. We're not just looking for monetary, and they're one of our partners as well. We've got the Special Olympics. The ARC, Autism Society.
Nice. Now, is this affiliated with the ARC here in Chico? Because it seems to be a similar logo. Are they different? The ARC is for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Yeah, that's a national organization, correct.
It's interesting because the first time I actually had any visibility to it was here in Chico. So that's a national organization.
Yeah.
So that's a discovery for me.
Excellent.
SEAP, Growing a Stronger Community. I've never heard of them. I've heard of the other one, CEAP. What do they do?
They're a local Minneapolis branch that helps with any kind of community action. So, for example, kind of like our community action in Oroville that helps out with like the wildfire, things like that. That's what it's referring to.
And then the Mother Africa Trust. That one's pretty neat. What's up on that one?
Yeah, our owner, Terry Williams, is a visionary, and she went to Africa 12 years ago, fell in love with the country and the people, and we are fortunate enough to send a mission trip team every year to Africa. They spend about 3 weeks in Zimbabwe doing volunteer work, and that's one of the organizations that we work with.
So let's take that down to your role and your sphere of influence here in California, and mention some of the organizations locally here that you work with.
Yeah, so we have a great partnership for the last 7 years with Butte College. That has morphed into a great opportunity to partner with them on classes and schedules. That also, we also are on campus with our College Plus program. So the DSPS office there in at Butte College has been wonderful to work with. If you ever get an opportunity to go out on campus, pop in and say hello to them. They're a wonderful staff out there.
And then Chico Arts Center. I know our listeners are Chico Arts Center proud.
Yes, we just became a member of Chico Arts Center. We've been, 7th Street was part of a gallery showing last month, and then we'll also be part of the open studio tours in October. They've been a partner for us since the beginning. They have instructors that come in and teach classes for us. It's been a wonderful partnership.
And let's touch a little bit on 7th Street. I know Gail's going to be here with some of the performers. So, but just give our listeners that may not know what 7th Street's all about, give them a thumbnail and maybe a little bit more. Maybe give them a palm print, maybe.
Palm print. Okay, I'll do my best. 7th Street Center for the Arts is a creative space where people can go. They have a variety of different programs, such as theater, which you mentioned before. We have our elementary school tour. We have an art program, so they do beautiful pieces as a group, individually. We have poetry. We have movement. We have a gentleman that comes in once a week and does movement with the people that are attending. We have music. We have a great performance coming up, a summer choir, the Root Tootin' Good Time. Wow. And they'll have, it's a cowboy-centric show showcasing our choir, a little poetry. And so I'm sure Gail and Corey will be talking about that as well.
Yeah, that'll be a nice segue into there. I can't wait to see them. The way Gail had described it, just to kind of, you know, put some fun around it. She said, and they're way more excited than I am to let me know how excited they are to go on the radio, because that's just a wonderful medium. I like to tell folks that, you know, if you're on the radio, you're probably talking to the biggest audience you've ever talked to. So don't get nervous on me.
Yeah, well, it's a little intimidating, let me tell you.
But it's just a beautiful, I really feel as if KZFR is part of the whole, you know, working with the community for sure, and all the volunteers we have here, and putting a spotlight on wonderful organizations like Mainsel. Maybe it's a good time for closing comments or something that we haven't touched upon or to circle back on.
Well, I just want to thank you and appreciate the time that you've given us, because I think it takes all of us to create a community, and Chico is such a wonderful opening community that, you know, opens their heart to people with all abilities.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's been an amazing experience. I think the last thing I'll say is, you know, Mainsel really is just about building a world where people live their life with meaning and purpose.
Yeah.
And part of our journey is offering innovative supports, and so that's what we're here to do.
Tell us about your Facebook sites. We want to make sure people can find you. How do we find you? How do people get connected?
Yes, check us out. You can like our page on Facebook. It's Mainsel Services. That's MAINSL. Or check out our website at www.mainsl.com.
I'm going to keep a pulse on this because, like I said, from doing this for the last 2 years, and I do a lot of work with youth, and I bring a lot of people on the radio. I like to give people a voice. We should talk about trying to, you know, feature some of the performers and stuff from Mainsel. I think it's just a wonderful way to recognize folks.
That'd be amazing. We would love that opportunity.
Yeah. All right, Ann Silcher, thanks for coming on KZFR.
Thank you so much.
All right, back live in the studio. I just want to say what a beautiful interview, Ann Silcher, and I thank you for your presence and love for all Mainsel's employees, volunteers, and friends. And thank you for letting me know you felt uncomfortable being labeled as employee number one, as there were so many people hired into Mainsel, the Mainsel family, about the same time in 2008, including Natalie Valencia, the brainchild for 7th Street Theater. I personally felt the magic from the audience for 7th Street's Spring Elementary Tour here in Chico, the magic of inclusiveness and care that is clearly the culture at Mainsel. Here with us today, in fact, in the studio to share the magic of 7th Street Theater are Gail Betterbine, theater program specialist, and Corey Smith, member of 7th Street from the beginning. Welcome to KZFR, Gail and Corey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm really, really pleased to have you folks in here and add some more of this magic dust. Speaking of magic dust, Gail, can you expand a little bit on the culture of person-centered inclusiveness at 7th Street Theater?
Well, inclusive is obviously the operative word, and then including people in within the community. That's why we collaborate with a lot of different people outside, a lot of different organizations. We're just getting one started with Chico State, and which is really exciting because we will be performing our school tour play at the World Musical Fest this fall. So we're really thrilled about that. And when we talk about our mission with offering innovative supports to people responding to their hopes and dreams, that's a huge focus for us at 7th Street, to because you, people, we value people and we want to make their lives better, and to know that they are a part of this world. We are all people.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah.
Corey, you know, you've been involved with the program since the beginning, as I understand. Maybe give us a little bit of history, what you've experienced in the 9 years at Mainsel 7th Street.
Well, it was a lot smaller program back then. We had maybe a handful of staff and about twice that many members. And so I've seen us grow, just incredible. Now we have two buildings for my program, 7th Street, and Innovations is also more than doubled. But for those who don't know, Mainsel has several programs in town. We have College Plus. College Plus is also come about since I've started, but that helps people who are going to college.
Butte College.
Butte College helps provide instruction and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Mainsel Pantry, which provides food services, and we also have the Mainsel Bus Guides, who you'll see on the bus. But all of that came along after I came about. I've seen a lot of growth, a lot of changes.
Have you been a performer at 7th Street since the beginning of the theater?
So that is actually my story, how I came to 7th Street. I'm employed through Far Northern Regional Center, and my boss comes to me and says, "How do you like more hours?" Of course, my answer was yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the story. I'm going to have you do a collaboration with the theater group through 7th Street, and you're going to put together a play. I said, "Why not?" Until I saw my script, and it was about half the script. It was my lines. It was a big monologue. Lucky my friend Diane Manuel came on the scene and helped me take half those lines away. But that's a different story. So that's how I came about. It was through a collaboration. And I loved it so much. After my assignment through that first play, Ready or Not, which was a play to help people in emergency situations, wildfires and that sort of thing. So when that was completed, I talked to Natalie Valencia and told her I wanted to be a full-time member of the program.
So your first experience, you're like, sign me up.
Oh, yes. I
love that. That's wonderful.
I wasn't ready for it then.
Nice. What's your history, Gail? What's your history of getting started with Mainsel?
Well, Guillermo, I was working as a part-time lecturer in the theater arts department at Chico State, and the budget cuts were cutting into some of my time, and they were getting to the point where I was looking at not having a job there any longer, so I thought, well, I've got to look for some other work. And an email popped up on my Chico State email that was from this gentleman named Scott Diaz, who was the human resources director at the time, and it said, "Dear faculty, blah 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 blah, we are expanding our staff at 7th Street Center for the Arts and looking to hire several new people. Would you please pass this on to your students?" And I said, "Students?" And type, and next thing you know, here I am sitting in the studio talking about 7th Street Center for the Arts.
So. Yeah, that's a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. Right, thank you for sharing that. Maybe we can talk a little bit about upcoming performances. Gail, maybe we'll start with you, and then we'll go over to Corey, because Corey's going to give us an upcoming performance. He's going to do a reading here for us.
Yeah.
There's a performance.
Our next performance is our annual choir performance. We do every summer, usually mid-August, late August. And our theme this year is rootin' tootin', and we've done a lot of little cowboy tunes. And one of the things we love to do is take a song. For instance, we took Achy Breaky Heart, and we changed the lyrics. And we all collaborate on that, by the way. We sit together in choir class, and we have somebody on the computer, and the screen's up, and we're changing the lyrics. And this one, it came out to be, the title of the song is Don't Touch My Art. And it's like funny. That. So it if is. You want to see what that's all about, you can come to these. They are free. They're during the day on August 11th, 16th, and 18th. At 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. If you are interested, call 809-1288, and we'll try to help you out with a reservation.
Nice. Mm. What about you, Corey? I know that you've got some things you're excited about, too, for upcoming performances, including your reading.
Oh, yes. So I just wanted to add to what Gail said. So seating is limited, so I do recommend calling the number to make sure you reserve your spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and be sure to leave a contact number, because the phone doesn't always get answered. So if you have to leave a voicemail, please let us know your contact number.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to you.
Nice.
And I'm excited to say that not only am I singing with a choir this year, I'm also part of the 7th Street Band.
The band.
The band.
There's a band.
Okay.
Wow. It
yes,
gets bigger.
We have evolved
band.
Immensely from the days when we just had somebody at the piano, which has always been great. We started the choir, and it was just all of us singing the same part, piano. And then our former musical director, Chad Lewis, came up with the idea, oh, let's try two-part harmony. And, okay, so we just surged right into that. And what was the next step, Corey? So after that, then once Michael Bone came on, he started adding other people in the program as band members. And so right now, Corey's part of it. He's percussion along with Jeanette. And then we have a gentleman on the keyboard, and Michael does the guitar. So we have a pretty decent band.
You guys going to play out at World Fest here? Is it World Fest? What's the music fest here on Chico State? Is that going to be the band playing there?
Oh, that will be
no.
Azotelis Pins, which you're going to hear one of the poems from that later today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same thing you saw at Neil Dow is what.
Oh, that's magical. Yeah. You don't want to miss that. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. And you're going to read right now one of the parts you had in that play, right, Corey?
I am, yes.
Nice.
Okay, so a little background. This is Dirty Dan. This is by
Shel
Silverstein. Oh, I'm Dirty Dan, the world's dirtiest man. I never have taken a shower. I can't see my shirt. It's so covered with dirt. And my ears have enough to grow flowers. But the water is either a little too hot, or else it's a little too cold. I'm musty and dusty and patchy and scratchy and mangy and covered with mold. But the water is either a little too hot, or else it's a little too cold. I live in a pen with 5 hogs and a hen, and 3 squizzy lizards who creep on my bed, and they itch as I squirm and I twitch the cruddy old sheets that I sleep in. If you look down my throat, with a flashlight you'll note that my insides are coated with rust. I creak when I walk, and I squeak when I talk. And each time I sneeze, achoo, I blow dust. The thought of a towel and soap makes me howl. And when people have something to tell me, they don't come and tell it. They stand back and yell it. Think they're afraid they might smell me. The bed bugs will leap on me, see me to sleep. And the garbage flies buzz me awake. They're the best friends I've found, and I fear they might drown. So I never go too near a lake. Each evening at 9, I sit down and dine with the termites who live in my chair. And I joke with the bats, and have intimate chats with the cooties who crawl on my hair. I'd brighten my life if I just found a wife, but I fear that will never be till I can find a girl gentle and kind, with a beautiful face and sensitive mind, who sparkles and twinkles and glistens and shines, and is almost as dirty as me.
That was wonderful, Corey. I love that. And it's so fun because you really were in your play acting. Part of the poem, he was looking at himself, looking at all the dirt on him and stuff. That was just wonderful. Thank you for that. You know, one question I haven't asked, Gail. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is there physically a 7th Street Theater with a performing center, or is that just like offices? When I hear 7th Street Theater, can I
no,
go somewhere and see?
We have a space. Yeah? I mean, we use it for other things, but like having lunch. It's a big room. It's a big warehouse room.
Mm-hmm.
But we get drops up, and we have lights, and we make the magic happen.
Yeah.
And lots of props. We really have a lot of fun putting these things together. Right, Corey, we do. It really is
our holiday show, which is always in December.
Mm-hmm.
A few months planned, but it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah,
and that's when we really pull out all the stops.
That's nice.
Right? Do you want me to tell you basically what our
whatever you got? I know
this
I want to hear.
What we do right now? We're getting ready to open our summer choir show. We've been working on the music for many months. And while the school tour is running, but once that ends, then we get in what we call show mode, and we really start working the new show, and eventually get staging. And this one has cowboy poetry and a dance. We have dance element and a lot of fun. So when that closes, then we will begin with the new school tour, where choose the story, although Natalie already has these things in mind, but we have to get a script together. We hold auditions. This is not, hey, we just give you stuff. You know, you've really got to earn your roles. And we hold auditions, and then the show is cast, and then we start rehearsals on Wednesdays and Friday afternoons. And other classes are going on all this time. And then along about the end of October, early November, we put that on the shelf because we have to do our holiday show. And, like, of course, at that one, it's just...
That's the big one.
Big boffo. Yeah, we've got videography components, obviously music, and just skits.
Dance.
And dance. We bring dance. It all in. We bring it all in, all of our elements together in that show. And we start working on those individually in certain classes. And then, of course, we have those performances. And then when that's all done, we go back to the school tour and work on that. We go out. And that's really, then things are kind of quiet until we start working on the choir show again. And then that just.
Like a cycle,
It's a cycle.
The circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You dance too, Corey? I mean, what other things do you do, performances other than spoken word? Do you do other things? You're in the band,
oh,
too,
yes,
percussion.
So
yeah.
I did a lot more dance back when I first started.
Nice.
We program went for an extra hour back in those days, and so I had a dance class every single day.
That's beautiful.
So we've done dance, I guess, from the very beginning. But this coming show, I'm taking a break from dancing because I'm part of the band.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to take a break, moving into the band, giving them the music to dance to.
That's something Corey advocated for himself, right? You said, Michael, I'd like to be part of the band.
It's beautiful.
Michael said, okay, let's see what we can do. Yeah. And,
I love that.
Yeah.
How can people get involved? Do you have volunteers? How can people, if people are listening, go, man, I would love to audition, or I would love to help, or is...
Well, auditioning's for the folks who are in the program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Occasionally, although we are reaching out to some people, we decided, to be the inclusive thing and to open up to other parts of the community, to have people who aren't in the program, like, do you know anybody who sings? That's what. Maybe join our choir and do some.
Yeah.
That's where our next step is.
We will talk afterwards. I've got some connections there.
We're always looking for art supplies.
Yeah,
if you know anyone with frames, and we have a lot of artwork, the frames.
Nice. We need frames, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Any other closing comments? That maybe something we missed or we could circle back on? Corey, I'll start with you because I can see you have something to say.
Yeah, just to close on this time. So if I haven't already shared enough, just to see where we were and to see where we are now, it's just, and from the beginning, I want you to know that I noticed a professionalism, a characteristic mark that set people from this program apart, even before I was a part of it. That was part of why I wanted to be part of it, because I saw just the energy and the mm-hmm. spark. And to see that grow, to see now where we have a food pantry project, which provides food for people in need, the bus guides, which help people on the bus, the composting, which helps people with their garden. To see all these areas expand from what was originally two-day programs.
Yeah.
To see all this happen, it's just...
And it's beautiful for the people. I mean, I've circled the sun 57 times, and I have not seen anything quite like this, and it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I really was blown away. Yeah, I was really blown away, and I thank you so much, Corey, for being involved with that and continuing to be involved. That's wonderful, as well as you, Gail. Any closing comments?
Maybe we could sing "Don't Touch My Art."
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, wow, that's an exclusive.
Just the chorus.
Okay.
Don't touch my art, my paper mache art. I just don't think you understand that to make my art, my purdy, purdy art, I worked all day with flour on my hands.
Yay. Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap it up here. Right to Passage is ready, man. They're all ready to get in the studio here. But thanks for coming in, and we'll be in touch with Mainsil. Look them up online, MAINSL.com. The Chico Vibe made possible by generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Red Tavern, redefining American and Mediterranean cuisine. Red Tavern's menu renews every season, utilizing the freshest, locally grown, seasonally organic produce and meats. There's an outdoor patio, bocce ball court, nightly happy hour, all night happy hour on Tuesday, and live jazz every Wednesday night. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 5 and Sunday for brunch from 10 to 2 at 1250 The Esplanade in Chico. Reservations by calling 894-3463. Here's an action alert from the Chico Peace and Justice Center. Let Palestine live. Protest Israelis' occupation of the Palestinian land. At the Chico Peace Vigil this coming Saturday, July 29, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. And that's at 3rd of Main. And huge shout out for those folks. I know Linda Furr and Chuck Greenwood, and I could go on. And I'd probably miss somebody, which I have. But they're just wonderful people. That have been doing, you know, they're part of a process and a peace vigil that's been going, never missed a weekend since I was born in 1960. So huge shout out to my friends. And go on, check that out. That's going to be, once again, Let Palestine Live, this Saturday the 29th from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., 3rd and Main, during the Chico Peace Vigil in its 57th year. You know, it's really cool. I'm holding it in my hand. I forgot this. They gave me a present before I started the show, and it's this gorgeous manifest piece with a peace sign and the KZFR logo. And when you turn it over, it has kind of the mantra of Mainsil 7th Street. It says, take one, make one. And this is our new doorstop. And so when you come in, all the programmers and folks coming up, think about Mainsil and 7th Street and Corey and Gail and all the great folks involved with that. Thank you guys for bringing this in.
Welcome. Hey, you are welcome.
All righty. You can come on and sing on my show anytime, Corey.
Thank you.
Next up, Sienna Kelly in a saxophone accompaniment, and we're back to Becky Lynn and Annie Fisher, KZFR.
Oh, that's us.
Hello.
Hi. Oh. So, Annie, I have some questions.
Yes.
About you,
because
mm-hmm. I miss you and I love you. So aside from like the naps, how has it been being like post college?
It's weird because it's summer anyway, so it's like I would have been off of school during this chunk of time. So I feel like it's not going to hit me until I see everyone I know on Facebook who's in school complaining about having to start next semester.
Okay.
And yep. Just maniacally laughing to myself, knowing that I don't have to go back until, I don't know, I decide to do something else and just punish myself. But, yeah.
I've spoken to a few people that since they've graduated, they still will wake up, like, around the time of finals, like, just kind of, like, in a cold sweat. Just like, oh, my God, I have to study. I haven't studied, even though they've been out of school for, you know, like, 15 years or whatever. Do you think that that's something that you might experience?
I really hope not.
I'm so sorry I brought it up.
It's fine. I would rather have the panic flush over me and then realize it's unneeded than to have it flush over me and have it be my reality. Yeah. So that'll we'll see. Honestly, I'm just excited to be able to kind of like prepare for holidays this cold season.
Ooh, okay.
Because it was always like, oh, you know, holidays, Thanksgiving, Halloween. Like, I wouldn't ever have Halloween costumes figured out until about 2 days before because I just didn't have time. So hopefully I can, I don't know, do something fun now, be a person again.
Maybe
so,
like go on a trip.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, yeah.
See your adorable niece who's literally the cutest.
She just turned six.
Oh my gosh, she's so
she
funny.
Is the cutest thing
every
in the world.
Every time you share something of her, I'm just like, oh, she's like a little
she's
Annie.
So sassy. She gets it all from me. All from me. Oh,
so cute.
Yes. All right. Up next, we have Sienna Kelly joining us. Hello, Sienna.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
We got it. We got her.
Yeah. Perfect. Ooh, so you got some songs for us?
I do. I have a couple of originals to play for you.
And oh, wonderful.
My boyfriend will be backing me up on alto saxophone.
Nice. We'll allow it. We'll allow it.
All right. So this first song I'm going to be playing is called You've Got That Jazz. Here we go.
There you go.
One, two. Oh, one, two, three, four. You made me feel like I was paralyzed. On my own, you infect me like a parasite, fighting and lying to control me. You've got that jazz. Nasty cold shoulder, and we've got this swing that we can't deny. Never being without you was my paradise. Dreaming what we wish could be so. With all the struggles and the strikes that I internalized, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. But you asked, and you've got that nasty cold show. We've got this swing that we can't deny. Things you've said inside, I'm freaking out. I wish I could give in. I wish I could give up. Just run away and hide. I know it wouldn't work, 'cause I cannot deny. That you've got that jazz, and you've got one nasty cold shoulder, and we've got this swing that we can't deny.
Perfect. All right, we got Jesse Naomi and Holly Taylor for you.
All right.
Hello, ladies.
We need our microphones on.
There we go.
Oh, for check. Check.
I can't check. Hear. I don't know if my voice is going through.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Glad to be here with you, gals.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Bill, and organizing this whole thing.
All right. Well, should I start one?
Yeah. Okay. Tell the story about the song. That was wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to do, in the spirit of Ladies' Night, I'm going to do this song called, Hey, They're Trying to Get Your Attention Outside, Bill. I don't know.